AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Federal charges are filed against the man who broke into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports police say he wanted to hold the House Speaker hostage.
Court papers say David DePapp found a sleeping Paul Pelosi in a bedroom before he beat the 82-year-old in the head with a hammer. The affidavit reveals DePapp told police he wanted to talk with Nancy Pelosi. If she lied, he would break her kneecaps.
President Biden raises the possibility of a windfall profits tax on energy companies that don't increase domestic oil production. Biden says the companies are making more money because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war. The windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine and hurting tens of millions of people around the globe.
The Justice Department is concerned about voter intimidation by armed people watching ballot boxes in Arizona. Norman Hall has this.
The Justice Department has stepped into litigation over people watching ballot boxes in Arizona, sometimes while armed or wearing ballistic vests. A court filing says the practice raises serious concerns about voter intimidation. A federal judge days ago refused to bar a group from monitoring the outdoor drop boxes in the suburbs of Phoenix. A court filing says threats, intimidation, and coercion are illegal under the Federal Voting Rights Act, even if they don't succeed. The government also argues that while lawful poll watching can support transparency, so-called ballot security forces present a significant risk of voter intimidation. I'm Norman Hall.
Stocks closed October on a down day while the markets all posted gains for the month, including the Dow having its best month since 1976. S&P had its first monthly gain since July. This is AP News. Halloween at the White House.
Came dressed as witches and ballerinas, a chef and more than one unicorn, fairies, Jedi, and even one little angry bird. Despite rain, some 5,000 were expected on the south side of the White House. The invitation list included children of local firefighters, nurses, police officers, and National Guard members. Children of administration officials also joined the group.
What's that?
For his part, the president just wore a navy raincoat and a baseball cap. But the first lady donned a purple wig and butterfly wings. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Not tonight. Game 3 of the World Series between the Houston Astros and Philadelphia Phillies rained out. It will be tomorrow in Philadelphia. Game 4 will be moved to Wednesday. Game 5 is on Thursday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.